A report from South by Southwest Interactive. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Minnesota Public Radio Sandin Totten is in Austin, Texas, taking in the South by Southwest Festival. He's at the events for South by Southwest Interactive, which is sort of the nerd fest. Also scheduled, of course, are the famous music and film festivals. Sandin, the first time I went to South by Southwest Interactive back in the late 90s, it was kind of a sideshow to the music and film portions of the program. I'm wondering what it's like now.
The biggest news this year on that front is that it's the first time, John, that the interactive portion has outsold not just the film, but the music portion of South by Southwest as well. So you've got, you know, the biggest part of the festival being the big nerd party happening in the convention center. And it totally shows. I mean, there's just like tons of people and so many more parties, so many more events than usual. You know, the music is going to have a lot of trouble living up to it.
Let's talk a little bit about the kind of things that you're seeing at South by Southwest. I know that location-based services have been a big topic of discussion there in Austin. Things like Foursquare, the service where you share your location with friends through your mobile phone, in part to get discounts or prizes from participating businesses, that kind of thing. So what's the buzz about location-based services at South by Southwest?
Yeah, well, location is definitely like the hot thing. It's you know, 100 different sites that people are using are available. You've got not just Foursquare, but people have been checking in with Gowalla. Someone set up a South by Southwest page called Sit By Us. And it's basically you just check in where you're sitting in any given room. So if one of your friends is there, they'll be like, oh, you're two rows behind me. And the thing is, you know, everybody's popping up everywhere saying, I'm checking in here, I'm in this room, I'm in this bar, I've gotten to this restaurant. And the big problem is there's so many different applications that, you know, anytime you move rooms, you've got like four or five things you've got to update to let people know that you've moved rooms. And it's starting to get a little crazy. So people have been talking about trying to find some way to streamline that. If there's just one way you can check in and update all these sites, that would be – if someone invented that right now, that would be the hottest thing at South by Southwest by far.
Tell us about – augmented reality. I'm guessing that is a big topic of discussion at South by Southwest. It's sort of been bubbling under the surface for a while now. What is it and what have you seen as far as augmented reality there?
Have you ever seen Minority Report, John?
Of course.
Okay, so you know how Tom Cruise is like using these screens that sort of like float around in the air and you know he walks into a store and advertisements pop up and stuff? In the future, that's what augmented reality will look like. Right now, it just looks like you have a smartphone with a camera on it, and you can sort of look at things in the real world with that smartphone, and there'll be tags. There'll be like little information bubbles that can pop up inside the picture on your smartphone. So one of the cooler applications people are talking about is there's this app called Juneo that you can put on your phone. You walk around town and you can hold it up at a restaurant and it'll recognize the location and you'll be seeing the restaurant. All of a sudden these little tags will pop up saying, you know, your friend so-and-so recommends this restaurant. There'll be reviews. It's basically like you could be getting, you know, Yelp reviews for restaurants like in real time as you walk around the city. There have been some other uses too. You know, a lot of marketing places are using it. And Robert Scoble, who's a sort of well-known tech nerd and South by Southwest regular, he actually has an augmented reality T-shirt. So if you hold up your smartphone and look at him through the camera on your smartphone, you'll see his tweets pop up on his shirt.
That's Minnesota Public Radio Sandin Totten, who is in Austin, Texas, attending the South by Southwest Interactive Festival. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.